Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
John Wehner joins us now. Real quick, Jason Mackey just tweeted this out moments ago. Mackey wrote, between the signed balls and his own donation, Paul Skeens helped us raise over $10,000 of the $75,000 we raised for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. He wrote, plus appearing on air and generating a measurable awareness, just awesome stuff from an incredibly mature, aware, and caring athlete. Doran, you were part of that interview. You, Donnie Football, Jason Mackey. It was a really good interview. In fact, Ben Cherington reacted to some of Paul Skeens' quotes on his own radio show this weekend. But $10,000 that you can basically link all back to Paul Skeens, man. That's just freaking awesome.
Good stuff.
Super cool. What up, Wehner? How you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. How's everybody?
I think we're good. We're a little Rodgersed out for the moment. So let's talk a little Bucco baseball. And we can talk about last night's game in a second. But speaking of Jason Mackey, he texted me the statistic yesterday. Through now 30 games under Don Kelly, the Pirates have committed only 11 errors. And they did so last night, committing one. But 11 errors in 30 games. They had committed 27 in 38 games under Derek Shelton. Is this coincidence? Like, if it's not, how has this happened, I guess, John?
I think we have a pretty good defensive club. I don't think, you know, they're playing better defense because Donnie Kelly. I think they're a pretty good defensive club. You know, there were some hiccups out there in center early on with O'Neill Cruz, but I think he's turned it around quite nicely, actually. I think he's playing a better center field. But you got two Gold Glovers in there, a bunch, well, three counting Triolo.
IKF so, and Triolo, yeah.
Yeah, so that's obviously, you know, the infield defense is great, I think. I think Horowitz has done a pretty good job defensively as well. And, you know, I just think they're playing better. I think they're playing harder. They're sharper. I think there's more, what do you want to call it, I'm trying to think of a good word
attention
for it. They're into the games. Attention to detail, yeah. You could tell that there's a little more urgency. And so, yeah, I think that they're playing better baseball, of course, since Donnie Kelly became manager.
John, it's been a little bit over a month, I believe, since Donnie Kelly has taken over as manager. Throughout this time, what can you say Donnie Kelly's best characteristics is being the manager?
He's very smart, for one. He's a great communicator. He's really good with, you know, the players, the media, coaches, everybody. He's just one of the best human beings you'll ever meet. And he knows the game as well as anybody. He's played every position. You know, I think he has great relationships with the umpires, even though, you know, he's going to back his players. He's going to, you know, and that's great, too. I didn't know if he had that in him. He's so nice. I didn't think he had it. I've never seen him mad, so it's great to see him get out there. And, you know, sometimes the game will do that to you. You just all of a sudden, you know, turn it up a notch and you just react to something you don't like. But he's certainly going to protect his players at all times.
John, last night Pirates lose and they hit a couple of homers late. It was nice to see Key Brian Hayes get one. And then I think O'Neill is still admiring the shot that he had, which I never have a problem with. That thing was tatered. But Mitch Keller has a quality start. He's 1-9 on the season. He is tied for second in all of Major League Baseball with 10 quality starts. Of course, number one is Paul Skeens. Those guys have a combined record of 5-15. I think that might be the stat of the season for these Pirates is they've pitched so well in this starting rotation, and yet, more often than not, there's nothing to show for it.
It's the common theme. Every week we talk about it, you know, the offense. And I think there's some guys that have been swinging the bat better, of course. But, you know, I don't know how much more improvement there is. There are some guys that are going to hit better, like Cruz, like Reynolds. You know, I think Gonzalez and Horowitz are going to help this offense tremendously. I think, you know, Hayes, nice to see him in a long ball. Hopefully he can get hot. But, Yeah, if it continues, though, I don't know. Do you have to do you upgrade or do you wait till next year? I mean, I would hope they'd like to add to this offense before the end of the year.
John, are you going to the U.S. Open?
Am I going to the U.S. Open? No, I got to go to Chicago tonight.
Okay. Have you ever been to a major or a golf a professional golf event?
Yeah, up at the Firestone up in Canton or Akron or wherever. I didn't enjoy it. I love sitting at home watching it on TV. You just can't see enough. You know, it's crowded. It's hot. It's hard to follow guys. There's so many people. But it's amazing to watch these guys hit the ball and how well they hit the ball.
They got to get you on the PA Tourism ad campaign, John. Don't go. Just stay at home.
It's a perfect game. That and football are perfect sports to watch on TV, as far as I'm concerned.
I do generally agree with that. Have you played Oakmont?
Yes. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
What did it do to you?
Well, the rough wasn't the rough. The rough was normal. But I think I shot like a 90, which for me is a little about norm. Yeah.
You shot about norm at Oakmont.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a totally different golf course when that rough's not like that, and the greens weren't that fast there. In fact, I think they punched them a week or two before, so it wasn't the same course.
Is John cranky? Are you sensing crankiness
little
here?
Bit,
what,
bit.
What's with the
golf? I think he's golfing right now.
You are golfing right now, aren't
walking.
You?
You called me out. I was trying to hide it, but I got a group waiting behind me. I'm sorry.
All right, Wainer, get back to swinging that thing. We appreciate you coming on, as always.
All right, thank you. See you guys. Have a good week.
See you, Wainer.
You too. We'll talk to John Wainer next Wednesday at 8:35.
You called me out. Like, we know whenever you start pantering and breathing heavy that you're gulping.
And his answers, which... as we found now, and he's one of our favorite guests, usually the longer the interview goes with John, the more expansive the answers are, and the more it gets away from baseball and the more into silliness, which is why I wrote down the same thing. I thought he would have some silliness with the golf and with the Oakmont, and he's given us like one sentence answer here and there.
He's definitely in the middle of a hole.
Yeah, someone's right behind him going, let's go, man.
Let's go. And
keep it moving.
Yeah, he wanted to get off the phone with us. It's all right. I understand.
It's fine.
Thank you, Wainer. He doesn't like the, golf events.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.